Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. This is just so much fun for me, folks. After more than 19 years, I still can't wait to get here and talk to you and share some ideas and introduce you to really smart people. This is just, I've done a lot of things in my life, and usually after 5 or 6 years, I get bored with it. But I can't get enough of this. And one of the reasons is because we get to meet people like Pam Harper. Pam is one of our brilliant management experts in the Brain Trust. She's the founding partner and CEO of Business Advancement, Inc. She's the co-host of a radio show that I have a certain affinity for, Growth Igniters Radio. She's the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock, and she's been a member of my Brain Trust for more than 10 years. What credentials there, folks, right? She's our good friend, Pam Harper. Welcome back.
Jim, it's a pleasure to be back.
Good to have you back. Congratulations on all the great success you've had.
Oh, thank you so much.
And of course, that's pretty much in line with our requirements around here, our expectations around here, Pam. I tell my audience, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience.
So thank you.
You're the best. So all right, we've got many years ago, probably decades ago, I heard someone tell me the Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. And every year since then, that has applied to my life and to our world. But boy howdy, no more than now, right?
Oh, absolutely. 2017 promises to be a year of unprecedented opportunities. And we say that every year, right? Unprecedented.
Right.
Because it is. But I think the difference coming up is that the opportunities and the challenges, but the opportunities are going to come faster. We are going to be flooded with opportunities, and they're coming from a variety of places, such as, you know, think about the Internet of Things.
Right.
And, you know, having apps for this and having apps for that. I was just recently brought in to talk with a group of CEOs of healthcare IT companies. They have amazing things that are coming up on the horizon. And this is going to promise to bring new opportunities for consumers, for medical practices,
right,
for hospitals.
And just in time, hopefully, with the healthcare situation becoming more marketplace based and less government based, where we can innovate and maybe somebody can make a profit while saving us money.
Exactly, and in fact, that's what's motivating some of these people, or many of these people,
right,
to say this is the time. People, bright people, seeing opportunities to serve a need, and
mm-hmm,
these needs are unfolding. So whether it's having interconnected things, you know, where your coffee maker is
right,
connected to your lamps and your
now that's and wearable, that's the unprecedented part.
You know, that's right, unprecedented.
That's
so
the
think, Jim, that what we have to be able to do in this new year and going forward is we need to be getting better at distinguishing between is this an opportunity and is this an opportunity for us.
Right. And whatever it is it the opposite of what we think it is?
That
so
could be.
Is it,
well,
if it looks like a challenge, is it really an opportunity that we haven't peeled the onion peel back yet? Or if it looks like an opportunity, could it really turn into something? You know, you got to think through these things, and the word implications keeps coming to mind for me,
mm-hmm,
when I think about. Some new innovation or whatever that I might be looking at, something that you say is unprecedented. What I try to do is stop and say, okay, what? Let me play this out like a chess game. What are the implications of this?
Yes, I would agree with you.
And I think if you use that, if you use that thinking, that'll help you do a little early triage of whether something is more likely to be a challenge or more likely to be an opportunity. What do you think?
That's right. And in fact, this is really a paradox. And I think the better we get at recognizing paradoxes, the better off we are. So within every opportunity is embedded a challenge, and within every challenge is embedded an opportunity.
Absolutely.
So you may greet something as an opportunity initially, like you were saying, and realize that it comes with challenges. For example, I was talking with somebody.
Hold on to that thought, Pam. I'm just going to take a quick break. And folks, as you know, our good friend Kelly Ohlweiler has, over the years, has taught us about the power of paradoxes. But you got, as Pam says, you got to be able to recognize them. We're going to talk some more about unprecedented challenges and opportunities coming at you in your grill any day now, if not already, after these messages. 20 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.